Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/think tank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leanne Hughes.
Hello, welcome to Two by Tuesday. My name is Leanne Hughes, and every 2 weeks on a Tuesday, I try and solve some world problems. I'll get some definitions on things that might help you to work and live large. Today's question is all about adding value. And I hear this all the time when it comes to networking, relationships. You need to add value. What does that actually mean? And I think we get very confused and we think that adding value is all about sharing our expertise and our knowledge. And I honestly think that there's more to it than that. Before I even jump into the 2x2, the nature of this, of a 2x2 is a transactional thing, is like I'm labeling things, I'm putting things in boxes. Before I even begin that, I just want to say a bit of a disclaimer really before launching in is that sometimes the best way that you can add value is just to be around someone. And it has nothing to do with what you're actually doing or what you're saying at all. It's that you are there, you're next to them, you're on the other end of the line. You're a human being and you're being there for someone. And that can be the most important thing. That could be the ultimate way to add value to someone's life. I just wanted to share that with all of you, that being around someone, being there for someone is value in itself. And that's what I'm here to kind of demystify to. So like I said before, when it comes to adding value, I think we tend to think about the content, like what someone is actually saying. I think that's one element, but it's not all of what matters. So content here is the what. And I think as I look at the y-axis going up and down, up the top here, I'm going to put that you're giving the content. And down the bottom, I'm going to put in that you're receiving the content and the wisdom. And then on the x-axis, I think I will plot being here, but I put it more as maybe a feeling, right? So feeling or being, how do you feel when you're around someone? Do you get positive vibes or... we'll go the other side. Is it a bit of a negative interaction? Maybe the energy isn't there and it kind of detracts from the experience as well. So there we have on the y-axis, content. Are you giving content? Are you receiving the content? And on the x-axis, on the right, are you providing a nice environment where people feel good around you? Or is it just a little bit negative, not the best energy in that interaction? Now, also sharing as well, with any relationship, and look, I constantly oscillate between all four of these. It depends on the context, the environment, the relationship as well. I think the key thing is to think about, and when you think about this model and you're listening into this, is to consider, let's map one relationship. And where am I spending most of the time in the quadrant? And what can I do maybe to shift things around, perhaps? This kind of relates to Stephen Covey's emotional bank account. And while I don't love it, I think there's a lot to be said for it. Basically, he says that with any relationship, it's like a bank account. He uses the metaphor of a bank account where you need to invest in the relationship before you take a deposit out. Again, I don't love the transactional like nature of this, but I think the metaphor is actually quite good. So similarly with this is, am I asking a lot? Am I giving, like, what is the balance here? Am I getting it right? What do I need to do more of to create a better relationship and to continue to contribute to this relationship? So on the bottom left here, this is where you're receiving advice or content and you're not bringing best energy to that. So Dementor, I think an example of this is when I worked internally and we had an IT support team. And of course, we all know IT are there to support us. It's a support function. But, you know, when did I only contact the IT team? It was only when I needed something and I needed it ASAP. So I was pretty impatient. I wasn't at my top of my game. I was always going there asking for stuff. And you could argue, yeah, Leanne, but that's their role. If I think about the interaction in the environment, there are times where I could possibly contribute more to that. And this is where influence builds in as well, because it is that balance of, are you giving or receiving, and how much are you giving in order to develop that trust and to invest in that relationship. So I was a bit of a dementor. I was, you know, they'd see my face or see my name like on the phone dialing them. They'd be like, oh my gosh, Leanne needs something and she needed it yesterday. So that was my reputation. And I had to start thinking about how can I add value to this team as well. So I guess a dementor is a constantly, if you're thinking about someone that you talk to, you're constantly trying to, I guess, pick their brain, going with problems, and more like, kind of like a fix me type of perspective, Transactional analysis, it is a relationship. They talk about the parent, adult, and child. So in this one, you're playing the role of child and you're trying to seek attention from the parent in said relationship. So it's kind of like a fix me type of vibe. All right. Let's move on to the opposite of that, which is the top right, which is where you're freely giving content and doing it in a way that adds energy. It feels really good. The one thing I want to share here is that we tend to think that giving away content is giving advice. And I think that's an association that needs to be broken. It doesn't mean the same thing. Content and being an expert doesn't mean the same as giving advice. What I suggest is the people that I know that do this really well don't give me advice. They ask really clever questions and also help me reframe by sharing perspectives and stories and insights from their experience and background. So it's perspective shifting without them just telling me you need to do this. Advice can be part of it, but be very selective of who you take advice from. And the same goes when you're trying to build a relationship. Like when you're offering us your support in terms of the content, are you doing it in a way that is helping the person come to their own conclusion and seek the path that's best for them? Or are you being the parent and just telling them what to do? Now, this is done in a way where you're doing it top right, where you're doing it in a way where it's freeing, it's giving, it's generosity led as well. So adding value through, I think, the traditional approach is that we think it's all about being the expert and sending. I mean, this is what I thought about when everyone's like, oh, you need to reconnect with people in your CRM and you need to add value. And I thought, oh, I've got to send them a PDF or send them a resource. So it is transactional. And I think by its nature, people can pick up on that. And so I'm just going to write transactional up here, transactional thought leader or the expert. And that's where I've kind of shifted away from, is trying to move away from that. So I guess it's really quite subtle and it really does come from that place of generosity. When you're transactional, you say, oh, here's a great article. I think to add more weight and to create that sort of energy and perspective to move it more to the right is to actually land, you know, why did I think of this person? Why do I think it's suitable for them? And be a bit more intentional in why you're sharing articles. It's like on LinkedIn, I get messages all the time saying, hey, I can help you out with this. And I can just tell it's been cut and paste. The energy of the message, it just reeks of we're trying to scale this message to so many people. We haven't taken the time to think about Leanne. And so this actually can be really quite damaging if you think I'm just here to add content. It's like, well, what is the purpose and intention behind it? Is it coming from a good place? And I think the difference with being from the top left and top right is from the top right, you don't expect anything in return. It's like, I'm just giving this a value because I know it's going to help you out. I'm very confident in that. And I know I thought of you because of X, Y, and Z. I think there's a bit of a difference there. And bottom right is actually a really great place to be as well. And this is where kind of what I alluded to at the beginning is you can add value just by being around someone, by being a great listener. You don't need to be providing any content at all. You're just there to be there, to listen. I think even to make someone have a laugh, like, and to snap out of whatever they're in, like, humor is a huge thing here, right? Making someone feel good, helping to validate something that they've said, making them feel seen. You don't need any content knowledge to do that at all. And you are adding tremendous value. I've met up with incredible thought leaders and authors, and I just think, why are they hanging out with me? And it's not because of my content expertise, but it's more about we have fun together. We have a laugh. We share stories. And that's it. It's just the being part of being a human being. The bottom right, I think, is actually a really big strength. If you are trying to figure out like what your niche is, what your expertise is, you're not alone. But you can add value, you can contribute, you can build relationships and invest in them by really focusing on the bottom right, which is how you make people feel about themselves. Do they feel seen, supported, validated, encouraged? Do they feel better off as a result of having interacted with you as well? So that's it for the Two by Tuesday. A really interesting question, redefining what it actually means to add value to a relationship. Again, number one thought here is that being a human being is probably the most important part. Just being around someone and them feeling that they're supported is huge. You don't need to be a content expert, a tech expert, a thought leader to add value in relationships. How are you making people feel as well as a result of having an interaction with you? What are your thoughts on this? How do you add value in relationships? What does it mean for you to add value? Thanks for listening. Chat to you next time. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.